Think Wagon Radio.
Much of a,
it was a short intro.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know. Is that really a fade? I mean, I would assume a fade would be more even. You're kind of like, yeah, with the, you know.
Did we start off quiet and end up normal or semi-normal?
Well, only because like that. We're normal because we're arguing.
Well, no. Nothing fucking works ever for more than a week at a time.
That's not true, man.
We either have broadband problems, chat problems, or Live 365 problems.
Yeah, fine. Live 365.
Yeah, well, right. You know what? I'm paying for this. And
yeah, so am I, and I'm paying so much more than you are. It's not even fucking funny.
Well, you know, some of us have just been doing this a little longer and didn't let our old passwords expire. Aspire? Expire.
Aspire.
That's a
fire.
Hey, folks.
Ford suck.
Fuck you, I just bought one.
Yeah, you just bought a Ford. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.n3.net. I'm Claude Balls.
Spank Wagon Town. What?
I always fucked that up, man.
VFTP.net. Oops.
Wow.
Let's do the time warp.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm Claude Balls. It's spankwagon.vftp.net.
You should see that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, your banner printing is
my
too small.
My banner printing.
Your fucking monitor's too
my
dark.
My monitor's too dark for you. I mean, I don't turn
not
on
for
it
me. It was for him.
Oh, wow.
Your monitor is dark.
I'll say
yes,
that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a
we have
friend back.
Mac! Hello!
Hi, everyone. In the background again, as Trent sticks his mouth in there, it looks like he's gonna... Oh, dude. No.
That's good.
Ah!
Okay.
He's going to unzip his pants. No way, no how.
Got the camera down in the car.
No sausage fest in here.
Bring it up and videotape this.
Does it have USB or
FireWire?
Bring it! Get it!
Smack is off to get more equipment.
We're going to have some video footage of us on the site tomorrow.
You know what? You should have captured Trent, you opening your mouth and Smack unzipping his pants in front of you.
Well, that's another story altogether.
It's not like it happens rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. So how are you tonight?
Not too bad.
That's from that.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm a little tired, man.
You're a little tired.
Fucking day.
Yeah, you have. But we'll get to that. Hey,
it's actually been a busy
day. Are you sick?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm just a little sick. Now, of course, you know, Pappy's there.
I do apologize to all the listeners out there for not being here next week. And like I said,
about not being here next week. What?
Tonight's really a fucked up night.
I'm going to throw Smack on the mic later. You're going to be the audio guy.
I'm just
going
to fucking stand by. I've already fucked up twice.
Oh, no.
Murray, I heard your store burned down. Shh, that's next week. Boy, I fucked up twice already. We've only been on the air for like, 3 or 4 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes. I haven't been on the air that long.
Damn.
Tonight. I think, I don't know, tonight seems like a good night. I feel pretty energized about the show this week.
I do, too. I have to feel happy, too, you know. I'll wait till Smack comes back in the room, make my announcement. I bought a new car tonight.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Another vehicle. But tell us why you bought a vehicle.
Because the old one don't work.
See? You're going redneck! You are a redneck!
I have a car payment on a truck, okay?
That doesn't run. It's been sitting for a month.
Two. So rather than fix it, I went out and bought another fucking truck.
How much would it cost to fix the truck?
I don't know.
$75?
Well, for the part, yeah, about $75.
It's all... What would it... All right, yeah.
You know, in all seriousness, for Smack right here, Smack is becoming beyond fucking Uber geek, okay?
Beyond.
Did you just fucking wave at the camera?
Yes, I did the cheesy thing.
But you didn't say anything, like it's a fucking 16 millimeter and shit. That's not yours. Is this...
It belongs to one of my fellow geniuses, and for the purpose of...
Fellow geniuses!
I've never known you to take... What's the test? The... Mensa. Said Mambla. He takes the Mambla test.
Okay, first
not Mensa.
Official title position is Mac Genius.
Ooh. That is your job title, Mac Genius.
That is my job title. You cannot make it up. I'm a genius. Who no. Who gets to go to work and say I'm a genius? You know, I'm not great. I can just fucking see what's going on with you yahoos.
Yes, yeah. The chat room. By the way, let's do it because we didn't do it last week because that's your official job. Let's do roll call of the chat room and give out mad props.
Mad props.
First off, let's say hello, Papicoon. And I just want to point out, for the record, last week's show may have sucked because it was a little slow and it was me sick, but this week, I got balls.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say.
That's right.
Also going to be give
dev. See, you're fucking up, too. It's contagious.
Yeah, it's contagious. I'm giving a big shout-out to Red Rum.
You guys did not have enough vanilla Coke.
No, we don't drink vanilla Coke. Really. We're normal.
No, that's
vanilla.
Right.
And
you know what, dude? I'll get you some Surge. Will that make you feel better?
Surge.
They got me black tar heroin.
This is some good ice cream. What is this? Crackin' Tobacco Crunch?
Also, I want to say hello to the Reverend Hammer. Mad props to you.
Mad props.
What's up, Rev?
If you are listening in and you want to know what the hell we're talking about chatting, go to the chat link, because it's only active tonight. It
you
won't be here for a week.
I fucked it up once. Give out the URL. Oh, fuck it. I'll try it. Spankwagon.vftp.net. I almost fucked it up again. Click on the link that says chat.
And then click on the shut up and let me chat. Put in your nick or whatever username you want and join
and
us.
And by the way, if anybody's actually interested, if you're on OS X and you're using fucking Internet Explorer, chat doesn't work very well because it always cuts off the shit below.
Chimera works the best.
You know, we're going to have to play with this a little later after
that's
the show.
That's great, man. Well,
oh,
you know what?
That's why I brought
this is great because this is training for when Spankwagon goes on TV.
Yes, when we actually go big time.
We're actually... By the way, can you borrow that any time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Really? Will that be available New Year's Eve?
Probably.
Because we're planning a huge show New Year's Eve.
We are actually.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you guys about that.
Yes, huge show.
Actually, yes. Should I give out a hint?
No.
Okay.
No hints.
It's a good one.
You guys can tell me at the staff meeting.
The staff meeting. Yeah.
Actually, we're not going to be able to.
I work tomorrow. I can't.
So
go.
He has to work tomorrow.
What?
We'll hit Binions.
I
later.
Have weekends off.
Wow, cock-jamming whore. He's moved up.
You know what? That
he's not telling you to take it in the pipe.
I'm thinking of cock-jamming is I'm thinking of like, you know, like, skin cheese.
Ew.
You know, making like preserves
cock
out of
cock jam, skin cheese.
Yeah.
I have
sometimes when your batteries are low.
No, my battery's fine. I just decided to turn it off
because
you guys aren't that
interesting.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Well, gee whiz. I have two.
Turn it on yourself so you can do better.
Well, we'll get you a hot mic later.
Oh, yes, hot mic, yes.
You know what, actually, I have to tell this one now. The other day,
fine.
I had a cheeseburger that I think was actually the devil in disguise, and it spent the entire day trying to escape out of my ass.
Really?
Yeah, this was some foul shit.
You know what?
If anyone goes to the fashion show, do not eat the fucking food court.
Wow.
It's...
You know what? Can we queue up Satan Gave Me a Taco?
I think I got it in here. I can
excellent.
Get it
to
play.
We'll play Satan Gave Me a Taco by Beck.
I think I have it in here. I don't know where I
kick
put
ass.
It, though.
I think that rates up there with If I Had a Midget.
You know what? I don't have that song, and I'm so dying to get it. Have you? But you haven't heard the new Spankwagon tunes that I've dug
no, I
up.
Haven't.
We have William Shatner singing "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds."
That's as bad as Spock doing "The Adventures of Bilbo."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We also have Spock doing "Put a Little Love in Your Heart."
God,
Mr. Tambourine Man by Captain fucking James T. Kirk. There again.
That's great.
I'm also looking for a couple of other ones. "Light My Fire" by Mae West. These are real. And House of the Rising Sun by Andy Griffith.
I've heard that. What I am looking for, if anybody has it out there, it's a rare live recording of Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix doing Light My Fire. If anybody has that out there.
I can't find the taco song.
I'll see what I can do.
This sucks. I can't find the taco
no,
song.
Find some on that right there. Can't find... Fuck, yeah, man.
No.
Hey, is that on the CD? I can't remember if I can sell the CD.
No, you reburned the CD.
No, but I've reburned it. I put songs on there too, fool.
Hmm.
There were like songs.
We
well, to
like
check it later.
Funny
We have prison bitch.
Yeah, well.
I always hear prison.
Yeah, we always give him the prison bitch. I don't know what I had that's funny. I know I got a practical joke call that we got.
Which one?
The one where the lady was supposedly with a drug test and failed it, supposedly. I'll go into it later. It's one that our boss man gave us.
Cool. You know what I'd like to do one time? I should have burned it for this one here. I have the prank call of the these people pose as AOL people.
The
best one. That's
yeah,
that's the best one out there. That is the best.
Oh, wait. Hey, by the way, let me say hi to all the... where's the Vanilla Sky intro? I don't know. I didn't bring it with me. Hi to all the AOL buddies out there that are actually listening tonight.
And if you are listening, join the chat because we like attention.
AOL buddies. You've been using iChat.
AOL buddies?
All right. We'll get into all that later.
What are the feeling the most three used keys on your keyboard are A, S, and L?
No. They're B, A, and G. But that's a whole other story in itself. So, he's looking at me. Vagina.
I'm looking at you because I'm waiting for you to tell me the damn story.
Look.
You're here to entertain us.
All right, give me a mic. I'll tell the...
All right, here you go.
Right. I'll give him mine.
Okay, all right.
I will tell the infamous Cupertino story.
Okay,
get
around,
Cupertino
kids.
Story.
Well, that's it.
Cupertino.
Well, it's
a very long and drawn-out story, but it's ultimately hilarious.
That's good, because we usually
suffer for me over the course of 2 weeks. So, yeah. Vanilla Sky equals brain fuck. Yes, it does. All right, so how's the audio? Is it... Okay, good. The Cupertino story. The Cupertino story is actually kind of funny. What are you fucking laughing at, you cock-gobbling horse?
No, because every time I talk, I just keep trying to interrupt you. That's all right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You work for Apple.
Yes, I work for Apple. Yeah. You guys, we told you a couple weeks back that, yes, I work for Apple now, and they brought me out to Cupertino for training, which was really cool in theory. In reality, it became something else entirely. One of the things that happened, as Trench plays with my mic... we get there. I have no idea who I'm going to be there with. I've never met any of the people that I'll be working with.
Sure.
Why are you looking at my...
What the fuck
cock?
Are you doing, Trencher?
It's staticky.
Oh, is it?
What the fuck you mean it's staticky, dude?
Every time he moves his head, it just gives me all kinds
of
static.
I'm a bobblehead. Anyway.
Really, you don't look like Oscar Goodman.
That guy's great. I fucking love Oscar. Anyway, because he always says some fucked up shit the day after the day after fucking New Year's. Anyway.
Because he's hungover, man. He's usually trying to atone for some shit he said the night before.
I hope they fucking kill themselves. Great job, Oscar. Anyway, Cupertino. I have no idea who I'm going to be there with. And I'm supposed to be roommating with one of my soon-to-be coworkers for 2 weeks.
What, are you in a fucking dorm?
It's referred to as the Apple Mac Genius Youth Hostel, is what we call it affectionately.
It doesn't sound very affectionate.
I'm sorry. It's not.
Youth Hostel.
Wait till you hear the... Let me give you the whole story. So I have no idea who I'm looking for. So I'm hanging out in the airport here in McCarran.
Sure.
And one of my... Lately I've gotten real heavily into the Dark Tower series from Stephen King. Really kind of cool. I'm reading and some big bald dude comes and taps me on the foot. I'm like, oh fuck, what'd I do now? And it's one of the guys I work with. We get in, it's an okay flight, but like him and I were trying to talk about, you know, our stories and, you know, things, who we were, so we got to know each other a little better, and we wound up having to sit on opposite sides of the plane. Get into San Jose, and if anyone's flown into San Jose, you know it's a fun trip, because no one can ever stop on the runway. You stop, skid, and do a little fishtail. Every plane does it. It's absolutely great. Well, we get to the car rental place, the car's not paid for like it was supposed to be. So that right there poses a problem, because my little no credit heaven ass has no credit card, so Brian has to put it on his credit card. They give us the car. We get to, and by this time it's about 10:30 at night. We're fucking tired as hell. We get to the Oakwood Apartments, and what it is basically it's corporate housing.
Oakwood Apartments.
Oakwood Apartments.
Sounds like a fucking project.
It is. Oh, it's deep in the heart
it's
of the project.
Corporate project.
Seriously, yeah, cops driving by all the night. Oh, it was hilarious, and we get in.
Fucking crack whores, you know, giving guys blowjobs for fucking colonel
scripts. It was bad, but it was still funny, though. That's why we call it the Genius Youth Hostel. But we get in, first thing we need to do is eat. So we walk down to Caro's, which is a little bit down the street, and I ordered the Southwest Mex rolls, which were okay until I bit into the second one, and hot oil splurted in my mouth, and I got second-degree burns on the roof of my mouth.
What were you eating?
The Southwest egg roll thing.
So an egg roll came in your mouth.
Basically is what happened.
Okay.
When you were in San Jose, did you go to the Tech?
No, I did not.
Go to the Tech?
Didn't go to the Tech.
You're boring me.
Sorry.
No, him.
Oh, him.
Don't interrupt the story. Come on, I want to hear it.
So we get back. So far, we've already... I'm burned. We had to pay for the car ourselves. We get back to the Oakwood.
go up to the room. I'm tired. I just want to shower and go to bed. So I turn on the water, and I go and I get my towel, and I come back, and the water's not hot yet. So I go back out, and I get a soda. Yeah, I know. Well, I brought a six-pack of soda from the 7-Eleven. So I go out and I get
a
vanilla Coke. Yeah, vanilla Coke, like it's fucking water.
Wow, dude. I mean, Mormons aren't allowed to drink caffeine.
Hey, you know what? There's a small part on my ass that I just wish you would just kiss. Anyway, I get back into the bathroom. Still no hot water. We have no hot water in the entire apartment.
Is there a stove you can, like, try to heat some on?
Dude, this just wasn't worth it at this point. So we go to sleep, get up the next day. We've got to be at Infinite Loop 1 at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've got to get a shower. So I turn on the water, and anyone who's been in Northern California knows it doesn't matter what time of year it is. In the morning, it's cold. Yes. It's fucking cold out. And so I turn on the water, and I jump into the water, and I swear the people in the building next to us could have heard me shriek like a woman. Get my shower, get out. Okay, everything's fine. We get to IL1, meet everyone there. Everything's cool. We're meeting the guys that we're going to be, you know, hanging out with for the next couple of weeks. Go to class, meet up with the admin, and she tells us I'll take care of the car. So whatever. The day goes on. We go over to Bub 8, which is just off, you know, a little bit far away.
I hate to interrupt, but note to Trench, please don't crash OSX again. Thank you.
No shit. Angie comes back and says, well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we've got your car taken care of. The bad news is you have to take the car back to the airport. Like, all right, so we know what's going to happen. Since the company's paying for it, they're going to downgrade us to some, you know, little piece of shit car, which was all right. You know,
like an Aspire.
Fuck off. So we go back to the airport. And it's a pretty hefty drive, especially in the afternoon when we go.
Oh, shit.
Get back
afternoon
to the airport.
Up there, yeah.
I remember
yeah.
the traffic.
Uh-huh. Although I have to say I've never seen so many Volkswagens in one area before in my entire life. Lovely. Anyway, was that tasty?
Mm. Hey, dude, take it out if I don't pay rent.
Exactly. Get back to the airport, and they say, oh, yeah, you can keep the same car. Had to drive all the way back to the fucking airport. We get back to the Oakwood, and they're like, oh, we got your hot water fixed. Just not in that room. You have to move to the other side now. So we pack up all of our shit. Supposed to go out to dinner with everyone. Never got a chance to go out to dinner. We didn't even eat that night. We get into the new room. Everything's fine. The next day, go to class, yada, yada, yada. On our way home, we're getting on the freeway, right? We missed the last turn off to go into Apple's, into the campus, so we're getting ready to get on the freeway, and this lady behind us is waving her arms like a madman. We have a flat tire.
You didn't realize this?
Uh-uh. Flat tire.
Flat tire. A car drives very different.
We were driving, number one, we're getting on the freeway, and we're going down one of the main roads in San Jose, so it was very stop and go, so we didn't notice.
Okay. Benefit of the doubt, car you're not familiar with. Okay.
Exactly, and I wasn't driving. I didn't drive the entire time, thank God.
Okay, okay.
We blocked the entire freeway on-ramp for 45 minutes.
I'm surprised you're still fucking here.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. People were looking at us, giving
commuters
us...
would fucking...
Oh, hurry. Yeah, dude, it was great. But,
There was no, like, you know, emergency lane for you to pull off into?
There wasn't, because we were literally getting right onto the freeway on-ramp when we realized we had a flat tire.
And you couldn't, like, get onto the freeway and get an emergency lane?
Nope, because there was no way we were moving that car. We stop dead in our tracks.
Why not? It moved all the way to there.
Yeah, what's a little further?
We figure, okay, we'll call the rental company. They'll send a tow truck right away.
Wait. You can't change your own flat tire?
Well, see, this is what we found out. Either A, we could wait for a tow truck for a guy to come out to change our tire and give us a donut, and then we can either A, go back to the airport and switch out cars, or B, go to Big O Tire, get the tire fixed and pay for it out of our own pocket, and they'll reimburse us, or B, change our own tire and take the A and B steps again, drive back to the airport or go to Big O. So we changed our own tire, and we go all the way back, and they said they were going to upgrade us, and this time all we got was a GPS unit that proceeded to get us more lost than we ever could have gotten in San Francisco on our own.
Wow, the technical equivalent of trust me on your dash.
Seriously. Seriously, it's what it was. Because a lot of the roads in San Francisco were very, very close to each other, and they'd run parallel, and then they split off.
Sure.
Well, the GPS system goes top-down, so it thinks we're on one road and we're on another. Although that one photo I did send you of me at the bridge was because the GPS unit got us lost, and I think it was because it wanted us to basically take a really cool picture.
That's good.
A nice park.
It is a really nice park, and it was
easier than hell.
Oh,
what
yeah.
park
to
go
to?
Candlestick?
It's
Bay something park. It's on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah, it's on the Marin County side of the bridge, not the San Francisco.
Did you go to Oakland?
We didn't go to Oakland. Didn't go to Oakland, unfortunately.
There's something there.
You know, playoffs, but, you know, that's a whole other story.
How was, you know, Castro Street?
Yeah, we had fun there. Had fun there.
That big-ass flag, you see that?
Yeah, I saw the big-ass flag.
Scary shit.
I gotta say, I did have a lot of fun in San Jose, actually, more than San Francisco. San Francisco was cool. We drove around a lot. We were there for the entire day. But we did stop at a bar in San Jose called the Flying Pig.
Oh, shit.
Probably one of the most interesting places I've ever been in my entire life.
Any bar in San Francisco is gonna pretty much frighten me.
Oh, this was San Jose. This wasn't even San Francisco. And one of the really neat things we stopped by, there's this piece of art that's in a window for absolutely no reason. What the fuck? Yeah, Rum, I'm just boring you. Yeah, there's a point. Yeah, it's in my pants. Anyway.
Does it go north?
Shit, I can only walk north! Fuck!
One of the most interesting pieces of art I've ever seen in my life was in this thing.
Jerk me up and then we'll find out.
Never mind, I'm just going to stop the story right there.
Organic sundial.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that was my trip to Cupertino, and had a lot of fun. That's kind of funny, your first day at Apple, they have a conversation with you.
Wait, stop. No, hold on.
Hurry
Where
up, I got
go
to go to the can
soon.
Reverend? He's got to go to the can.
The can.
The guy's got 17 years of shit repressed inside of him. He's got to release it eventually, all right? Better now than later. Pretty soon the kid's going to pop.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing somebody straining on a toilet with a lisp.
Oh, Satan escaping from my ass.
No, we only kid the ones we love here on Spank Wagon.
No, we beat the ones we love. But anyway,
your cock.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. Lots of many people do, and so can you from 1995 and shipping and handling. But my ex-wife has it right now.
He doesn't have his cock with him.
Yeah, yeah. The ex-wife has custody this week. When your first day at Apple, there's a very important conversation they have.
Picturing her hanging from the rearview mirror. Okay, you're in fucking.
Let me dice
and cock. That, ladies, just a hint for you. Never call it penis. Penis makes it sound like it's little and it's sick. Call it cock. Cock makes it sound like it has a sombrero and a gun. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, a cock is in town. Hi, the women's. Uh-oh, the BF is here with me. Maybe I shouldn't point out a few interesting facts. No interesting facts. There are plenty of interesting facts in the world, but that is not some we're going to go into. Hi, Rum's boyfriend, by the way. How you doing? Yeah. Anyway, there's a very important conversation.
Boyfriend, I thought it stood for something else.
Bob, battery-operated boyfriend?
Never mind.
Do you know there are some women that, you know, can have AA batteries, and other ones you got to have a...
What are you saying?
Harley twin-stroke engine. But... We have to talk about
your
another
first day at work.
Your first day at Apple, they have an interesting conversation with you. It's the don't stalk Steve conversation.
Steve who?
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
What about Woz?
Woz doesn't work there. He shows up every once in a while, but that's about it.
I have a feeling it's like Woz is like, you know, he shows up to see how things have changed since he's left.
Pretty well, he can kind
of like you might drive by some place you used to work.
Driving her cock down FDR Drive. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, they tell you don't stalk Steve. If you see Steve, don't talk to him, don't walk up to him, don't shake hands with him, don't ask to take your picture with him, because he's going to ignore you or he's going to cuss you out. Just leave him alone, he's there to do a job. And it was absolutely hilarious because the entire time we were in Cupertino, we didn't see him once. And then coming back from San Francisco, we stopped in the Palo Alto store just to see what one of the stores looked like. And in walks Steve Jobs. He goes in, buys a DV tape, has a conversation with the people at the front, and then leaves. And it was absolutely hilarious because me and the other two guys were there. We were just stunned. We were like, I can't believe we've been in aisle one all week and we haven't seen him. And we just happen to be here, and there he is. He's a very interesting guy, and yes, he wears turtlenecks everywhere. The dude was in a gray turtleneck and a pair of shorts.
When I swear to God, that guy goes bald, man, it's going to look like a busted condom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, notice, connect failure. Sorry, beer.
No, it's not us.
Oh, okay.
I get all the warnings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So, yeah. Anyway, that was my trip to Cupertino.
See, me and Trencher were wondering. I don't know. Did we announce this on the show, or was it a private conversation with you? Like you've seen Pirates of Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Where Jobs choose out that one IBM guy, like, are you a virgin? I just imagine, you know, you and Jobs going, are you in, did you take it in the pipe ever?
it was
regurgitating a trademark line there.
Yeah, no kidding. No, Jobs actually finds most of that stuff pretty funny. Like, the video before the movie came out, he actually circulated the video of Noah Wiley on the acid trip before anyone else got a chance to. He actually sent that out to everyone, and it's just on IS&T server, it's there, and it's absolutely funny that it's there. So, yeah, that was that. So, my little trip to Cupertino.
So it sounds like you had fun in Cupertino.
I had a blast.
Now you're back in Vegas.
I had a blast.
And you actually say you work in an Apple store.
I work in an Apple store.
I get heckled
by Windows users, and it's absolutely funny because you know what? I don't have to say anything. It's the other customers in the store that do it for me. They browbeat those people so badly, and I feel so bad for them because they come in looking for a fight and they wind up getting their asses kicked.
Why would you fucking even want to feel bad?
Because they think they're so smart because they bought a Dell and didn't pay $1,300 for a laptop.
My question is, why bother coming into the Apple store trying to start a fight?
Exactly, that's it. They come in because they want to start a fight.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but, I mean, we really do get a lot of people who come in and they're like, well, I've never seen one before, I'd like to see what it is. Or last time they saw one was like OS 7.5 when they were in high school.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. We get a lot of really neat people in there.
Albus Page.
Yeah.
The days of graphic arts class in high school.
So, anyway, yeah, that was... I'm not giving up the headphone yet, though, because it's been a while since I've been on the mic, so...
Yeah, that's fine.
Fine, go right ahead,
I do want to take it to a break, though.
Okay, what are we breaking for? Me and the beef boyfriend are just screwing.
We're just screwing. Yeah, but here's the question, though. You know, unlike a previous show that, oh, I don't know, the Just Shut the Fuck Up show, does the boyfriend know he's being screwed when screwing him? Or is it a thing where Pappy, like, just has no feeling when he's ever questing?
Well, let's see. Red Rum just said, and he wanted to come on my tits. Well,
wow. Well, wait, Spankwagon Radio isn't a porn site.
It is not.
No.
Oh, it is now.
I want to say something to Tom out there to Penisoid. Penisoid. Denny says hi, man. That's so interesting. It's a small world. The tech community in Vegas is very small, and you meet interesting people there.
Fuck it. You know what? I want to say it. You know, because he wanted to come on your tits. I guess maybe.
He
didn't, because he wanted to. Now I'm wondering, was there a reason he didn't, because he didn't have a deposit?
He overshot.
Oh!
Oh,
overshot.
Oh!
No!
Oh!
For that eye, you're about to scare him. He's like a weeping dragon.
I'll tell you what, man. From the overshot.
Yeah, that's...
No, like, how far?
Right, yeah.
Are we talking, like...
Chin, face, the fucking cat?
Are we
talking, like, deflection off the forehead into the wall behind you? Inches from the eye. There's a difference between inches from the high and
you don't
that bad dog shut.
I'm sorry. You know, I don't mean to... I'm not being mean to Red Rum or anything, so please don't take it this way, but...
No, go ahead, take it this way.
If you fucking come in with an eye patch on, I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
That's great. I wonder if how do you explain that on the insurance form? Okay, so, I guess we're getting the international
sleep, but it is crusty.
Oh, that's... Oh, you know what? I'm not buying any of it until there's video, so get the camera. That's all I'm going to say. So, all right, yeah, we've got the camera. So I guess we're going to a break now.
Yeah, if you'd like to make that a Spank Wagon segment, Red Rum, we could come over and go.
Well, we would...
let me
just say this. We're not going to come over, but we'll arrive with a camera. Great. Somebody get the cookie.
Let them know what we're listening to. Or what
Cum toast.
Cum toast. On,
no, yeah. No, you're not listening to cum toast. No.
Spankwagon.
PFCP.net.
Yeah, something like that.
Spankwagon
Radio.
There we go.
Shut this shit up
already.
alive to see the show tonight. And there's a light on, heavy glow, by the way I tried to say.
Close your eyes, Billy. It's a big cracker. It's a loaf.
Not Spank Wagon.
Radio.
Is it worth it? Can you even hear me? Getting with your spot that I'm in. Not enough to feed the hungry. I'm tired and I felt it for a while now. This seems lonely. The taste of pink is getting old. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. It's taking forever like a last day. Feel like a sea coming. Walk steady in the river drowning. This could be my chance to break.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What? Yeah.
Would you like me to call you a cab, or should I just whistle and get the flying monkeys to bring your broom around?
Oh, shit.
Call me a cab, and I'll call you a cocksucker.
Oh. Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm back on the live mic. And joining me still is Smack.
What's up, kiddies?
I'm Claude Balls, and I'm on audio.
Yeah, because he fucked up too many damn times in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I tell you what, this is what we'll do. We'll give him the camera.
I don't want him taking pictures of me. He'll probably shove that thing down in his pants.
Do you want to tell the people what...
Sweet.
What the hell is that, man? Look like,
dude,
man,
okay, look.
I'm gonna press up against like a plate glass
on this window. All you gotta do is press the hairy anaconda. All you gotta do is gotta press the red button. That's it. Oh, and take the lens cap off. Lens cap. See, I gotta tell you, Mike.
Yeah, that's an excellent show, but you know, that's what I said before.
My
wait, is black copyrighted? You know, just nothing but a dark screen. Why not? Silence is.
Yeah, silence is.
Silence is copyrighted.
When my cousin came to town from England, they went to the Grand Canyon. He took like 1,000 photos. He didn't take the lens cap off the whole time.
Oh, what a dumb fuck.
He's a Don Who. What do you expect, man? The guy's.
He likes ass.
No, but he. Never mind. We're not going to talk. The guy is hilarious, though. The guy is hilarious.
Right on.
He cracks me up.
Hey, folks. Guess what I got?
Herpes.
No.
Syphilis.
No.
Or hemorrhoid on your ass the shape of Elvis Presley.
I'm not you.
No!
Oh! Wait. My wife don't look like Elvis. Anyhow. I got news. I got articles.
She does have the sideburns.
Man, you're so lucky that
the door's closed
in another room. The door's closed, and we have like distance. Because you hear that, you're like, "What?"
I thought the door was made of adamantium. You fucking lied to me, ass.
If the doors were made of adamantium,
my shoe wouldn't have ruined. My shoe wouldn't have ruined the door in the other room. That's another story altogether.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, I got. Well, I got a bunch of articles. This first one actually is kind of, I don't know, very Hudson Hawkish.
Guys, I got to tell you, he highlights his articles in crayon. It's hilarious.
Black highlighter, actually.
No, that's crayon, dude.
That's black highlighter.
That's crayon.
Black highlighter.
Black highlighter.
Crayon.
Thank you.
What? Okay. In St. Petersburg, Russia, thieves have stolen Newton, you know, the inventor, or the, I don't know, was he a Renaissance man, inventor, a genius?
Yes. Newton was just there.
He was like one of the last geniuses, or one of the last classical sort of
Renaissance genius.
Knows everything. Yeah. Well, basically, his book was stolen from a Russian library.
See, if he knew everything, he would put the club on the book and it wouldn't have got stolen.
What makes me laugh is I hear Newton's apple stolen, and I had a fucking dyslexic moment, so I thought somebody.
Apple Newton?
Yeah, seriously.
No, it's actually, yeah, the apple was stolen. It was his book, and I can't even pronounce this, but it's like Phasophilia Naturalis Principia Mathematica.
Right,
see if you can give it a try.
Phallus? What?
That's what I almost want to say pedophilus. It's so bad.
Yeah, that's Principia. Definitely very...
Principia?
That's definitely very Hudson Hawkish.
Yeah.
How can you not pronounce Principia?
The first part of the...
Excuse me, farm boy. We're lucky he's got all this.
Naturalis Principia Mathematica. Four fucking words for this.
Stop. Let's see. We have Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica.
Yeah, verbal dyslexia. He was the only child at Halloween that said trick or treat.
That's a joke. You're fucked up.
I fucked up the joke. It's trick or trout.
If it's dyslexia, wouldn't it be treat or trick?
Treat or trick. I fucked up the joke. It really doesn't
you
matter
really
at this point.
You really suck. No, but someone stole this damn book. I can't believe it. I mean, this is only a really good thing, but it was first published in 1687, considered one of the most important single works in history of modern science. It's the book that actually formulates the three laws of motion and the law of universal gravitation.
Okay, wait. Someone what are the three laws of motion?
Objects in motion tend to stay in motion unless acted upon in the opposite force.
Which works in the case of spandex. If you slap a fat chick on the ass, the only thing that stops it is the waistband.
Oh, man. We're not going any further with that
one. That's the end of that one. Huh?
That's the end of that one right there.
I guess the other object in motion would be the
I think this one's appropriate for smack. What do you say there,
Is
Claude?
It something about anal rape?
No.
Actually, indeed.
The voluntary human extinction movement.
Dude, I'm so joining it. That's it.
It's basically their little motto is, may we live long and die out.
Thank you.
They want to phase out human race by voluntary ceasing to breed. It'll allow the Earth's biosphere to return to good health. Chronic conditions and resource shortages will improve, and as the population density becomes less and less and less, that'll be better for everybody.
Dude, honestly, all they need to do is stop selling macaroni in Alabama, and I guarantee you the population there will drop like a fucking rock.
But, yeah, well, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily that. I mean, just fucking, like, rice in Ethiopia. I mean, they've been starving for years, but yet they seem to have 20...
You can't grow fucking food there.
You know why they're fucking...
Well, my question is, why are you having kids? Fuck, don't feed them anymore. Bring them rice and contraceptives.
No, don't feed them. Let them die. Starvation in.
Wait, I gotta go on the whole contraceptives thing. Did you hear about the award that Bill Gates got the other day?
No.
Bill Gates donated millions of dollars to AIDS research in India.
Right.
So to honor him, they gave him an 8-foot condom. I swear to God, it's an 8-foot condom.
He is a big prick.
And he's fucking PC users now. See, that's the perfect
he's
thing.
He's fucking PC users. There you go.
He's starting to fuck Mac users too, but we don't want to talk about that.
We won't go into that. But basically, they have a lot of questions and answers about, you know, biology and breeding, about their whole political movement, what it's going to do for the, you know, religion, philosophy, politics, economics, ecology.
You know, I'm very, very offended by the gay people that call me breeder. That really kind of offends me.
Where the hell did that come from? Oh, I see. Okay.
The gay people, they call us breeders.
They call us breeders and their family. I don't know, man. It doesn't bother me as much because I've never heard anybody call it, hey, motherfucker, you breeder.
Do we need to have, like, heterosexual pride day? Like, our symbol could be, like, a gray square.
Wait, breeder.
They call us breeders because we choose to breed.
Yeah, but that's, like, the equivalent of, like...
Puppy mill.
Punky, dude. And it's not going to catch on. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay, dude, when do gay people need a reason to party? All right? If they can do something, they will. That's all there is to it.
But you're the type. You're the type that likes to raise your hands above your head. Above your head. Above your head. Above your head. Above your head.
I can't wait to upload this. This is going to be great. It's going to kill Vert's bandwidth, but it's going to be
absolutely
hilarious.
Oh, it's going to destroy his bandwidth. I mean, that's why I got to edit it. Edit it.
Dude, iMovie.
Well, I can't find more as to what it
was. Do they say what movies that they have on there? Like,
they got, like, Beautiful, you know, Beautiful Mind and stuff like that. A lot of the more popular ones. So they're not, like, trying to give you Blackula 170 different ways.
Dude, I would watch that, man.
I didn't say anything wrong with Blackula.
Blackula and Dolomite, dude. Dolomite. That movie's the shit.
No, I don't.
Rat soup eating hunky.
Exactly. God damn, dude. That's why.
Jesus Christ. Is there anything I can say that won't set you two off?
No. It's not going to happen.
You think Ron O'Neill's a surfer? And Pam Grier's a flavored spray, man.
Pam Grier's the dude. I'm telling you what, man. I think her best movie ever was Escape from L.A. Because as Hershey, that was awesome.
Yeah, but she's playing a chick that used to be a
kid. I know, isn't that great?
Well, I thought that was what's his face Campbell's role, isn't he playing a
Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell's in the
no. Bruce Campbell is the Surgeon General of Beverly Hills. No, Pam Grier plays a used to be Carjack Malone, and now she's Hershey, the most to die for diva in all of Los Angeles. I fucking love that movie.
I thought Friday Foster was pretty good. You know, mm-hmm. The scene with her son in the closet, who's like, you know, he's slinging stolen shit, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, what you doing in that cabin? What, you got a Cadillac in that cabin? That's a classic line. That really is. See, even you agree.
No, I haven't seen the film. I'm just going, okay.
Plus, it's got Isaac from the Love Boat as a pimp.
Yep. That was Escape
casting.
From New York. That was Escape
that's
from New York.
That's proper casting.
I actually think Escape from L.A. was the better of the two films, just because, you know, I love John Carpenter, and he does the score for everything.
John Carpenter did it at the beginning of the first one.
Yeah, but he had more input into this one than he did in the last one. Like, the only good part about that DVD is the commentary listening to him, because he sounds like he's stoned the entire movie.
Oh. Good commentary to listen to if you ever get the DVD. Mm-hmm. It's the Clerks cartoon commentary.
Mm-hmm.
That's just some
actually, you know
shit.
What? I think a friend of mine has that DVD. I'll have to borrow it.
It's good stuff. Let's see. Who is the last person you'd ever think would sue Marvel Comics?
Stan Lee,
actually.
Guess who's suing Marvel Comics?
Stan Lee!
Yes!
Wait. Let me see if I got this straight. An artist who created characters that millions of us love and have created multi-million dollars isn't getting the money he's owed by a major corporation?
Here's the problem with that, though.
Okay.
Stan Lee is not an artist. Stan Lee is merely a writer. And a lot of these that he supposedly...
That still makes him an artist.
You know, Spider-Man, you know what he did on Spider-Man's comics mostly? Dialogue. Okay? Who mostly wrote them? Ditko mostly did the plotting.
Okay, still, you gotta
Ditko
say...
Ditko did the art.
Come on, who are you
Ditko's
kidding me?
Not suing Marvel.
Because Ditko's probably getting a paycheck still.
No.
Look, this
Ditko's in the same boat as Lee on this.
This is my point. Lee is the face of Marvel. When you think Marvel, you think
he
Stan Lee.
He quit Marvel 3 years ago.
Still.
You know, he quit Marvel. He's been working for DC, Image, his own company. He has his own dot bomb that went down and almost took him to jail because of it.
I didn't even see that.
Poor business practices. Go figure. But yeah, basically, Stanley's getting the paycheck, by the way, just for the chat room. He just wants his royalties from Spider-Man, and he is suing, I think it says here, $10 million.
Okay, now if you read the rest of the article, he was promised 10% of the profit.
Yes, he was.
Of the profit. That was this movie's blockbuster. He hasn't gotten a dime from that yet.
That sucks. That does suck.
That's Marvel trying to fuck Stan Lee. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to take the opposite approach on this one. Stan Lee is completely in the right in this.
Yeah, okay.
That's wiggity-wiggity-whack.
Yo.
Ah, click. Slack, slack. Anyhow, long story. Here's the problem, though. You know what Stan Lee did to Jack the King Kirby back in the 80s? Him and Jim Shooter basically denied Kirby his rights for all of his original artwork because Kirby was going to start suing for royalties and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Well, that's in the 80s when all of a sudden the Hulk became gray, Spider-Man wore a black costume, even Kirby didn't touch Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil changed in some way or shape or form. Like every Fantastic Four, they dropped Reed Richards and another
yep.
thing.
Yep.
You know, they changed every comic in some way. Heck, Captain America quit being Captain America. They have some guy U.S. agent bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to understand. This is karma. The shit that he did pulled on the others is coming back to him.
But look how long Lee stood with Marvel. How long was... I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but has he done anything else since the 60s and early 70s for the company other than be a figurehead and appear in TV movies with the Hulk?
Does he need to do anything else?
Yeah, I think
he was in Mallrats.
Yes.
He was in Mallrats.
He
was in Mallrats.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I
true.
Just think
that's true.
Stanley has always been a major contributor to the
Stanley
genre.
Stanley was a beginning contributor. He was, you know, he was there in the beginning, but he quit being a contributor sometime, I'm going to say mid 70s. And then everybody they had other people come in and become contributors. Other people took over where Stanley left off.
But Stanley's opinion was always consulted.
Okay. What about okay, input. I'm sorry. These X-Men, you know, like the X-Men movie, where's Jim Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Walt Bettacio, these guys who really brought X-Men back into that forefront in the early 90s after they had a really slow run.
That's right. Tell us what you think, everyone. Call us now on the lines at 290-5411. We want to know what you think about this.
What is it, 702?
Yes.
So give me the number again. We'll put it out there. Let's see.
Oh, hell.
702-290-5411. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts.
The
we're all over.
The Spank Wagon line is open.
The Spank Wagon line is open, and we are ready for listeners.
Whose number is that, by the way?
It was on my phone, wasn't it?
Wait.
Oh,
that's
no!
not your number?
That's not
oh,
your
crap.
Oh, shit.
All right, folks. Start dialing.
This don't tell them where we sent you from.
This should be interesting. Start dialing now. I know Bum got that number and started dialing as soon as she heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stanley is a money whore. Thank you. Thank you.
But okay, Stanley's. If you are agreeing with her being...
No, I'm not. I agree. I agree that... I think Stanley is... No matter, even if Stan's not writing, he still was a major contributor.
He didn't, no. You know what he's been doing since, like, the 80s?
He's consulting
he's
almost.
He's consulting on what? Okay, can we say Punisher? Captain America, Fantastic Four.
Captain America was a good movie.
What the hell is up with Death of the Incredible Hulk? How in the hell could the Hulk, one of the strongest creatures on Earth, die from a fall from a plane? Okay, Superman died because of...
Superman's death was something else.
Was something
entirely.
Else, because Doomsday was a beast that was bred and raised on Krypton.
Doomsday was a Kryptonian device bred specifically for the point to get killed and come back and destroy whatever it was that killed him the first time.
Exactly.
The only way Superman was able to kill him was using time slip and take him all the way until the end of time where the universe ended.
Entropy.
That's what he did. The story got weird with the Hunter Prey series, but everything up until
yeah.
that was awesome.
Well, the story got weird with Hunter Prey because DC likes to screw around with universes and
yeah.
times.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
no
you're
sooner...
Point.
I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to kill Superman. That's the point.
No, you are. You have to understand. You don't know comics.
How can you fire Van Halen from Van Halen?
You know, and I'll say this. Sammy Hagar said to David Lee Roth, I don't... Well, no, David Lee Roth said to Sammy Hagar, I don't have to sing any of your songs. I understand your point. However, Superman in 1986, around his 50th birthday, got detuned a little. John Byrne brought him back, rewrote his origins... You know, monkeyed with it, not really totally rewrote, but weakened him. Because Superman was to the point where he was a god, and that was wrong. Not because of religious or anything, but because how do you write for a guy that can go, poof, I just defeated you?
You know what, though? I think that mentality is what really brought out some of the alternate storylines and some of the other storylines for some of the other series, like Kingdom Come, Dark Knight.
Exactly. They even made him more human.
My actual favorite, not even variation, but growth of that was there was a Batman Beyond episode where it was in the future, of course, and Terry was asked to join the new Justice League, and Superman, being the all-powerful being he was, had actually been controlled by an alien that he kept in the Fortress of Solitude for about 50 years.
Huh.
I think Batman Beyond was probably the most underrated DC cartoon show ever. It was absolutely
probably
amazing.
At least it was the one that they could really, they could really bring kind of, I don't know, they could start scratch without rewriting history, like the Birds of Prey TV series and stuff like that.
That
Huntress
show
is
pisses
Batman's
me off. Metahuman? What the fuck are you kidding me? In the comic books, number one, they have never, ever, ever confirmed that Huntress is Batman's daughter. Ever. And what the fuck is this shit, Batman being a legend, being a myth? You're fucking kidding me.
So, here's my thing, though. Red Room brings up Zero. Yeah, Zero Hour was a big-ass cluster fuck.
Yeah, it was. Right.
Zero Hour sucked. Okay? Because of the simple fact that they tried to take Crisis, they tried to redo Crisis, and that was just a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like Juergens. Juergens is a good artist. Juergens is a decent writer. However, what he was attempting to do to clean up the DC universe failed miserably. And then what did they do? About 7 years, 8 years later now, they opened up what's called Hypertime. Guess what? Time travel came back.
Exactly.
They get to screw everything up again. Okay? DC doesn't know how to write continuity. I'm being videoed upside down.
Well, I mean, take a look at Marvel. Take a look at what Marvel's doing now with the X-Men now, Well, not even the Ultimates. In the X-Men series,
the
search for the diary that's all humanity, that's all of history.
Yeah, that was written by a psychic.
Yeah.
And that's X-Men Savage, or Savage X-Men.
Yeah,
Horrible story, because guess who's writing it? I hate saying this, if you're a comic fan, and you're a huge fan of Chris Claremont, his writing for comics has gone to shit, because you get panel of comic, panel of dialogue.
Yeah.
He writes verbally. He's a great book author.
But his
comics have gone to pot, pure and simple.
You know, honestly, there are very few what I consider to be innovative artists, innovative story writers anymore as far as
That is changing dramatically.
And I'm glad to see that it is, but right now, even it doesn't matter what the medium is, there's a pause in creativity. Hollywood is imploding on itself. Oh, great, we've got the screen flipped around.
Yeah, why not?
We can feel all creepy.
So we can all see ourselves here.
But
lots of fun.
Hollywood is imploding on itself. There are no good writers anymore. There are no good actors.
No, decent actors. There's no originality, because every single film that's been made has been made probably in the past 2 years now, mm-hmm. has been either a remake of an old film, or has been a sequel, or has been based off of
reimagining.
Yeah, of a book or something.
Planet of the Apes and shit like that. Honestly, right now, I was saying earlier, right now I'm like dead caught in the middle of the Dark Tower series from Stephen King.
Okay.
And if there is ever a series that deserves to be made into a movie, this is definitely it. This series, I don't know if any of you out there have read it, but one of the really interesting things about this is King has managed to link literally every story he's ever written together in this book. Any of you that have read The Stand out there know who Randall Flagg is. Either of you guys read The Stand?
No.
Randall Flagg.
I'm not a King fan.
Randall Flagg is the guy who brings about the end of the world. He's the demon.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
In The Dark Tower, The Dark Tower is a completely different kind of story. The Dark Tower is based on a poem called Roland of Gilead that is based on the play King Lear. And basically what it does is it follows the premise that in this world, in another world, the world has quote-unquote moved on. There were knights, and these knights were brought together by a man who said basically knights will come from lineage now. But they're not swords. They use guns. They're gunfighters.
Okay.
These gunfighters, they had a... Gilead was almost like Camelot. And when the world was thrown into chaos, Gilead rose and started a government. This government went on for thousands of years, literally, and then Civil War tore it all apart.
Mm-hmm.
Where the first book starts, Roland is the last gunfighter. He's the last gunslinger. And he's walking across a desert chasing a man named Martin. Martin is the man in black, the walking dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's Randall Flagg. Randall Flagg is Martin. He is Merlin. He is literally every villain in every Stephen King book. One thing that happens in the book, it's really kind of creepy, is there's this boy who dies in the first book. And the thing he says before he dies is there are other worlds than this. And he's telling the truth. All of the worlds are connected by beams. The beam connects to the Dark Tower, which is the center of all universes. And Roland is searching for it. This universe is really, really messed up, and you learn more about it all the time. And just when you think you've got something figured out, something else happens. I read the fourth book before I read any of the others, and the fourth book is a prequel. And one of the interesting things, and this is a world where there's no technology, guns and bullets are in rare supply, but walking through, there's this place in a town they call the Dark Patch, where there are Arco oil derricks that are legend. They're, these oil derricks are artifacts almost. They barely work. They're ruins. You don't know where this world is. You don't know when this world is, and there's something interesting that Roland points out, that the world itself is stretching out. What should have taken 5 years to walk across has taken him, he doesn't know how long. But it's a really interesting series of books, the way it all comes together. I just can't get enough of this series.
See, right now, since I've been back to school, I haven't had a chance to even sit down and read even the most simplest of books, like Robotech, you know? So I can't even read simple stuff right now, because I've just been so damn busy, but, yeah. I mean, one thing is, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of looking here. The Hollywood juggernaut. Yeah, the Hollywood is a horrible juggernaut, and what really gets me is, I will say there are good writers, but the problem is,
there's not
Hollywood's trying
them.
To play too damn safe. They don't want to go with originality because they're afraid that originality will screw them in the end.
If you look at the films lately that have towed that line, that have walked that edge, films like Fight Club, Vanilla Sky, Requiem for a Dream, Pi, Memento, these are films that become cult hits that are massive. But
it's
Hollywood
because they're so damn different.
They're completely nonlinear in style. Story arcs do not exist.
I mean, my favorites, Snatch.
Exactly.
You know, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, Guy Ritchie films. Mm-hmm. I'll even say, it is a remake, but, you know, I did enjoy, what was the one that happened out here in Vegas? Ocean's 11. You know, I mean, I know it's a remake, and it really was truly 100% different from the original.
Hollywood right now is completely nervous of making different films because America is in such a weird point. Mm. We want familiarity. You know, we're trying to get back together where we were. The country is still in.
But the problem is, you know what? You know what kind of films I miss? 80s films.
Porn. I miss.
I don't miss those. I get those every night in front of my computer.
Notice he's not getting it from his wife. Dude, I was wondering what all those stains were across the front.
Talk about
overshooting, right?
Yeah. Basically, I'm...
Trent
doesn't
worry about getting his own eye.
Ah.
Some of those... That's why he wears glasses.
Safety shields. What I kind of miss is the fact that, you know, a lot of the 80s films, I was thinking about this as I was watching it.
Never too young to die. With Gene Simmons, plays Ragnar, the hermaphroditic...
oh, my God. Yeah, never saw that one.
No. No, but I'm talking like, you know, the Brat Pack films, the, you know, stupid shit like that, exactly. There's something wrong there with, you know... No one seems to make a simple film anymore.
There's no such thing as a simple film. Either it's a blockbuster or it's a complete mindfuck.
Yeah.
Basically, it's going to be shit with... I think the invention of CGI has really killed cheesy effects.
I was actually...
Not just cheesy effects, but I think it killed storytelling for the simple fact that now that they can know they can blow up a big building and they can make things look real, you know...
One of the guys I work with actually just left Hollywood. He literally left Hollywood, didn't tell anyone where he was going, came out here. His roommate... shut up, I'll punch you in the boob.
It sounds like a Claude story.
His roommate was a sculptor, and he used to be a sculptor who would be on a set for... 6-7 weeks at a time doing something. Mm-hmm. He's on set now for 2-3 days because all he has to do is come up with a basic design, they scan it in, boom. Set designers, craftsmen in general, they're no longer needed because of CGI, and I personally blame George Lucas for this.
Fuck,
I mean, he's a whore.
He is helping bring... He does bring the technology, and I'll give him props for that.
Dude, everyone in Hollywood hates him because he charged so much money at ILM for shit. All he was doing is having other people fund his research and development so he could make the next Star Wars movies the way he wanted with all the fucking extra shit.
Right.
You know, he's literally, like, the whore of Hollywood. Everyone fucking hates him now.
But the problem is, you know, they're the simple films. You're right. There is no simple films. Every single film that you watch anymore has to have special effects.
Now, I just got a film the other day. It's called The Cube. Have you seen this?
The Cube. That's an older one. That came out in 98.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 98. It's actually, I just got it on DVD. It is an amazing film, and it really is an interesting premise. You can do a lot with six people in a really tiny fucking room. Mm-hmm. And that, and the next version's coming out, the next one, Hypercube, is coming out in like May or June, or somewhere between May and June, I think. And it goes to show you that what you can do with good story writing and an interesting premise.
Right.
And there's not enough films out there like
Well,
that.
You know what, and you got like The Cube, and I'll tell you what I watched, and it was a good film, and yeah, it was CGI and all that, but I just watched Brotherhood of the Wolf.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That has good storytelling to it, and I really appreciated it because it did have a good storytelling to
there
it.
There are too many films where they're circumventing and replacing story
with
special effects.
It's all flash.
Either special effects or they
no,
just try
no
to do
flash,
something
all
so
All flash,
shocking.
No substance, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, that's all. Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit. Let our vocal cords rest. Just so you know, it's Smack, Trench, and Claude Balls that are here as he videos himself. He's wasting the batteries away horribly.
That's fine. I got the charger in the car.
So we'll be back in a little bit, folks. If you want to join us, we're still online here. We're still with the chat. Spankwagon.vftp.net. Go ahead and click on the chat link. Join the room. Pick yourself a nickname and have some fun. All right, folks. We'll be back.
my name. Say my name, bitch!
Says to the guy, wrecked him, damn near killed him. I don't care what anyone says, I'm gonna keep using that. That's great, it's funny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know what, get the camera out. If he's gonna pop his mouth open like that, I'm gonna cock dump him.
Go ahead, man. You're gonna be a Southwest Egg Roll Trencher. Or, no, he is. In
hot oil. Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah. Yes.
So, anyhow, we have more news. Just some quick stuff to recap. The Jeep Liberty. Oh, yeah, spankwagon.vftp.net. Thank you.
Yeah, that's vftp.net.
Yes. Thank you. The Jeep Liberty is going to be diesel.
That's fucked.
Nah, whatever. And a long-running question, answer to the question started on the Spankwagon message boards a couple weeks ago. What kind of car would Jesus drive? Take your guess.
What kind of car would Jesus drive?
Yes.
I would have to say a Pinto.
A Pinto.
I would say Jesus would drive a Pinto.
What do you say, Trencher?
Jesus built my hot rod, man. It's going to be a Dodge Charger with a 446 pack all the way.
Well, guess what? You're both wrong.
What?
Apparently, there is a new kind of Christian and Jewish joint coalition. They're getting together, and they're starting a program called What Would Jesus Drive?
Oh, man.
No,
you know, we thought of it first. We own that.
Yes. Well, what happened is they're going to be running...
91 Volvo. That's great.
Nope.
Is it gold?
Is that... Yeah, it's yes, man. Who knows? Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I swear to God, motherfucker sounds like Frank Oz. He does, huh?
You know, I gotta say, isn't it amazing what Yoda can do when Frank Oz removes his hand from his ass?
It is, huh? Fingers smell of green pork.
Was it really necessary for fucking Yoda to do wire foo? I really don't think so.
No. But anyhow.
Yeah, sorry.
What it is the What Would Jesus Drive campaign.
Escalade on 24. No.
Actually, that is a total opposite. What would Jesus drive? Jesus wants to drive a hybrid car.
I didn't know Jesus was gay.
Well, apparently, that's the way they feel. Because they're saying Jesus cares about all living things, specifically the environment as well. So, therefore, driving any SUV or other vehicle that contributes to more pollution than necessary or consumes more gasoline than normal vehicles is morally irresponsible. In the eyes of
I don't know. I can see the reasoning behind that, but it's still retarded.
Yeah, but to say
Jesus. Because he's Jesus. Jesus wouldn't drive. You know, he would like...
He would float
or teleport or...
Just
I don't know.
There.
Seriously.
Like, no, I'm sorry. You say float or teleport, and I'm sorry. You just broke. You just kicked Jesus down to the level of Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat. Okay.
He'd walk.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Jesus would walk.
But no, Jesus doesn't want to walk. Jesus needs a ride. Okay. Jesus is
going to
get a car.
Hey, Jesus, you going to the store? No way, man. You got an SUV.
Jesus takes the bus.
Nope. Jesus. Would only buy a vehicle to suit his needs, they say. Now, don't...
He's the son of God. What needs does
he... to carry around.
Seriously.
He's
going to
need
an SUV.
Yeah.
Be a Suburban.
But I want to see Jesus morph into Raiden. There you go, dude. That'd be great.
Christopher Lambert's Jesus?
No, he's not Jesus, man.
There can be only one.
No, there's a second coming, so there's got to be a set of twins. So, yeah.
What?
Gonna come again. He's gonna take a different form. I don't think he's gonna come back and look like Ted Nugent this time.
You know what I think?
He's gonna be big and black.
That's what I was gonna say. I think when Jesus comes back, he's gonna come back looking like Ving Rhames or something.
Pray.
We don't. Jesus feels that we should all use alternative fuels. And this is a total. To quote it, it is a total interpretation, not based upon anything.
Isn't everything with religion an interpretation?
Pretty much, yeah. Man.
It's fucking dogmatic law.
But yes, Jesus wants to drive a fucking subcompact.
That's fucked.
According to them, that's what they say.
That's
but
truly.
But if he buys a car that's with his means, he has to take an effect of apostles, mm-hmm. driving around the parents, you know.
Less fish, a little bread.
Exactly. Right.
Wonder, do you think if Jesus had a glass of water, do you think he'd get a DUI?
Good point.
Ooh. See?
He turned to wine.
You gotta wonder.
You know, he'd be like, no, I'm not carrying. Just wave his hand, it's back to water.
Yeah, but can you imagine how hard it was for Mary to give him a basket down in the fucking water?
Well, think about Moses.
The fucking water's on each side of the tub.
Oh my goodness!
But yeah, that's basically it right there.
That's hilarious, dude. I love religious people. They absolutely crack me up.
No, no,
they're great, dude. Zealotry is awesome in any form, whether it be religion, computers, you know, whatever.
Yes, zealotry. Yeah, it's called computer's called a Unix user.
Linux.
He only turned water into wine because many asked him to. Does that mean he could turn water into vanilla Coke if I asked? Because I'm telling you.
But can you imagine if Jesus was like here in Vegas nowadays? His apostles would be bugging him. Dude, Jesus, you know wine? Look,
Jesus would be blackmoded.
Look, dude, come on, Jesus, bro. Do the thing, man. Look, it's sagebrush. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, Jesus.
No, Jesus would be blackbooked.
Blackbooked?
Yeah.
How are you going to blackbook the Son of God?
He's going to be blackbooked. We know you're cheating. He would always win. They'd know he's cheating.
I swear to me, I'm not.
Water to single malt God.
That reminds me of George Burns. Do you swear to God? I swear to me. That's great, man. I miss George Burns.
Jesus making malt liquor.
I miss George
Just
Burns.
Just remember, man, that's a good poster child. Look at George Burns. Remember, smoking kills.
Smoking? Guy had more hookers than Babe Ruth.
It took him 100 years. Well, maybe only 80, but still.
Dude, no, I'm telling you, he was smoking in the crib, man. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
12 years. Whatever. You know, 12-year-old Glenn Levitt. There you go. So, what are we going to talk about? We got like a half hour to kill.
Yeah, basically, I went ahead. I bought a new truck tonight.
Oh, man.
To replace the one that doesn't work.
Why did you buy the truck?
Because the one I have doesn't work.
You're such a redneck. That's
official. No, you don't understand, too. For the listeners at home,
we're going to have to get him cement blocks for Christmas.
Yes.
Weeds. Just throw weeds in his yard so he can find a car.
You don't understand, okay? I didn't trade it in. I fucking literally went to the dealership and bought another one. Okay?
You're funny, dude.
Yes. So, speaking of SUVs, I now own one.
Well, Jesus hates you.
Jesus hates you.
You make the baby Jesus cry.
More than likely, every time I fill up. So I now own a...
you thought you were broke before, bitch.
Yeah,
fuck. Yeah, no shit, dude. You're going to shell out more money for insurance and gas than, like, I do in the entire year.
Nah.
Biff wants to know what you bought.
Biff wants to know what I bought. I bought a 99 Ford Explorer Sport.
How much did you get it for?
$11,900.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That's what it cost me. It's a two-wheel drive V6.
Aww.
I know. But it's only two-door, so that kind of redeems it, because I don't have fucking kids to get in the back.
No soccer moms.
Nope.
You know...
But that's not what made me fucking really laugh. It wasn't until I signed the paperwork to buy the vehicle.
Well,
the color.
What's the color?
Rust.
That's my...
No, you don't understand. That's what it says on the paperwork when I have to register at the DMV. Vehicle type, you know, fucking, you know, two-wheel drive, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Color, rust.
If you don't mind me asking, what kind of interest rate did you get?
Interest rate on that one right there?
Mm-hmm.
The interest rate I got on my shit right now is actually 14%.
Bad at all. That's not bad at all. Please. A friend of mine went down to Tobin Dodge and was going to get the
chopper.
Exactly. He was going to go see the chopper. He was going to get the chopper edition of
the Ram.
The Ram and...
$18,000?
It was $18,000. They wanted... He basically went in there and said what he wanted. He wanted, you know, no money down because they've got pretty good credit. And
sure.
They wanted $4,500 down, $500 a month, 23% interest.
God damn.
And the guy's got good credit, too. They just rip you off there.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask me how, but I turned on A&E the other night, and there's an A&E special
on the
that
chopper.
Dealership.
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck?
The chopper also has his own album.
Whoa, wait. They had an A&E special?
An A&E biography special on the chopper.
On car salesman and shit.
He's big. He can't be that big.
He actually is.
Until he got here.
You don't understand. In the automotive world, he actually is.
Yeah.
They
They had people coming over from the UK to attend fucking seminars by this guy to show him how to sell cars.
This guy was like seriously recruited by Tobin Dodge. They spent a lot of money to bring this guy out here because they brought him from someplace in like Jersey, didn't they?
Yeah, and he actually started out in the car business, just fucking as a porter.
Yeah,
literally, he was like first job like 16 years old.
The chopper is also a DJ. I don't know the guy's.
He's a DJ.
He's annoying.
He has an album.
He has his album.
You know what? We should see if we can get the chopper on Spankwagon.
Well, we have somebody that looks just like the chopper.
But it's one thing to have somebody. It's another thing to have the chopper.
I don't know.
Knock, knock, knock. I see you sitting there. You know, that's why people are always calling up and asking me, how come your equipment has cameras? You can see me. The chopper says
how
he can
old
see
is chopper? I don't know. He looks like he's probably in his, like, I'd say early to mid-30s.
Yeah, I'd say early 30s.
I'd say that's dead on.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. I don't know, it's
an
A&E's, like a biography, a fucking
an A&E biography on him, yeah.
But yeah, he has to like motivate, he doesn't have to.
He's a motivational speaker.
He is, he actually is.
He's like a motivational speaker. Ernest the Cat Miller is a motivational speaker.
Well yeah, but Ernest the Cat Miller is cool. Well,
is anybody else going to tune in, like try and tune in for pay-per-view Sunday?
No. You know what you do?
No.
Boulder Station, free, go.
Well I got a
party.
I have a store meeting that night. Kind of dying to see the Elimination Chamber, actually.
Yeah, it looks like cool. It's going to be interesting.
Have you seen what it is?
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of cool. I'm sorry. Sorry there. Sorry.
No, man. That's just, you know, just quite all right. Because,
you know, we love that wrestling. Dude, you're already a redneck. You might as well get into it. Get some macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, all I need now is to set up a still. Of course, out here, you know, my fucking neighbors would think it's a meth lab.
They'd be like buying bomb insurance.
Seriously.
It's gonna blow. You know, that is the scariest picture to ever have. Loaded.
God,
holy shit! What the fuck is that?
It's Phyllis Diller.
Jesus
Diller.
Christ!
Her face is orange.
You don't understand, dude.
Oh my God!
That's airbrushed already,
dude.
Show the Michael Jackson picture.
No, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Okay,
the best.
That's in the message boards. I put that in there. That
the best T-shirt I've ever seen is almost that identical picture, except it's a couple of weeks ago. It's a black T-shirt with that in black and white. His face all in white. And all it says across the top of the T-shirt is what the fuck is this? You can get it at the Stratosphere. Oh my God,
that's great, man. He's just a fucking freak. He's also going bankrupt. You know that?
Yep.
Because you've heard the Spankwagon debates and shit. You know, mm-hmm. Both the Beatles catalog and his entire music catalog is fucking mortgaged out to Sony.
That's so funny.
And they're trying to fucking bankrupt
him. I think Sony actually may own my soul. I think I actually indentured that to them for like...
I don't know. You'd have to... it's possible because Michael Jackson publicly called Tommy Mottola the devil.
Wow.
And
really?
Yeah, and said he's racist.
Right about now.
And got Al Sharpton to stand up for him.
Oh, well, if you get Al Sharpton, you must be doing the right
thing.
What
was it as? What was this chopper thing? Was it as like a biography?
I don't know if it was a biography or...
I don't know if it was a biography specifically on chopper, but at least like some
it was on
car A&E, dealership.
Yeah, look up like A&E car dealership. Yeah, you'll find something.
Yeah, I mean, because so Al Sharpton, man. But come on, he's not really that credible. I mean, the fucker will show up for anything, man. Al Sharpton would show up for like Save the Shrimp, okay?
Well, I know he shows up here to, you know...
The NAACP's
coming
back.
You know what I find to be truly hilarious about the NAACP? There's a statement on their webpage about who they are and how they're all about freedom for how all men are created equal, and yet it's for the advancement of colored people. How about they just take out the C? It's for the advancement of people, you know?
Because then it wouldn't be special.
Yeah, and then they couldn't get, like, you know... It wouldn't be special enough to make them stick out.
You know what, actually? You know, I'm not black, in case you didn't know that.
I am from the waist down.
Yeah.
God, I never knew.
Yeah, Shinola does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, you know, I've like tried to watch BET, and that's actually kind of racist right there, because all I ever see on BET are like,
that. You know what? I can sit there and I can watch BET, and it's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, but I mean, all I ever see, of course, you know, it's whenever I tune into it, I always see like Rhapsody and stuff.
You know what I find to be truly hilarious?
And you know, not all black people are into rap
and
shit like that. Because
yeah.
I mean, I on Christmas Eve, I saw the Mormon Tabernacle Choir,
mm-hmm.
and there were two black people and an Asian.
Really?
So I know that, you know, they're very diverse.
You know what I find to be really funny about watching
all three of them?
Yes.
They tell quota.
I find watching BET, like, you know how some shows or like some television networks, whatever, will have like the token black guy or the token black show, or
BET is a token white guy.
Yeah,
Honest John.
Eminem actually. Eminem is their token white. Their token white guy. I think it's truly hilarious.
Honest John's a funny guy. He's a comedian. Gets up on stage and talks about a small white dick.
Too.
Yep. A very funny comedian, man. He actually had to fight to get on to Def Comedy Jam.
And
I remember that.
And he was like, that's kind of racist in itself, man. Carlos Mendoza. He is fucking hilarious.
I've seen him.
What, is he the retarded guy?
No.
The retarded guy is funny.
He's funny. Nick, I'm stupid. Goober. I'm from Colorado. And people ask me, do you ski? It's kind of funny, man, but it's almost like pity laughs, you know?
Those pity laughs, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. It's kind of like me in the bedroom. I get that in the bedroom, so, you know, pity laughter.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. It's okay to laugh, just don't point.
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing you with a retarded chick on that same conversation.
Please don't stick it in my bum again.
Oh, you know, I don't think we've had enough topic conversation tonight about anal sex, but...
Yeah.
You overshot!
I have to wash the drink!
Well, you know, like... I'm saying like 50 times here and I just can't get the word out. It used to be when I used to talk to girls, like before when I was single, I would ask them... I used to be smooth, you know. I used to ask them like all kinds of things, like about themselves and shit. And now I just get right down.
Male bondsman.
Yeah, seriously.
Basically, you tried to become a mirror for women.
Yeah, and it worked out really well. I used to get laid a lot, but now, like, seriously.
Oh shit!
I don't even want to see what it says, do I? What does
and
it say here?
Smack?
And smack your dick is how small? My dick is fucking tiny, dude. I'm hung like a fucking seahorse, man. I'm telling you, I've got a midget penis, man. There's no way around it. But, like, now when I talk to girls, like, you know how sometimes you'll ask them spit or swallow? Like, I now it's facial? That's all I want to know about. You know? It's like, you know, swallowing.
He goes there, like, with a Scantron and a question pool. Could you fill this out?
I literally,
talk to you?
Literally, when I'm talking to girls now, it just comes in order. So what do you do? Is it fun? Cool. What do you like to
great.
Do?
Your singles ad is going to be 3 words long, like receiving facials.
That's pretty much it. And you know what's funny? The people you never expect to say yes actually would. I found, like, some of the most straight-laced...
Hitting up, like, librarians and stuff?
Seriously, like, some of the most straight-laced girls you'll ever talk to are like, oh, yeah, I love it. It's like, really? Let me write your number down.
You know? Like, bingo, what?
The Washington sniper dude shooting out of the bushes.
that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like the glory hole sniper. That's gonna be me, man. I'm just gonna wait for someone to stick their face near and just bam right out the hole.
There you go. That should be a comic book, actually.
The glory hole sniper. That'd be great. Oh my god.
Bukkake.
That's me hung like a Tic Tac, man. My
yes,
seriously,
man says Bukkake.
My dick.
Yes, man likes Bukkake.
My dick
definitely,
is so
yeah,
small.
Definitely.
I've had women actually ask if it's inverted.
Well, see, he was told
Bukkake
grows hair.
Oh, definitely, I need the protein for my follicles.
You know what's funny? Yes Man and Denny the musician, they look a lot alike, too. It's actually kind of funny. I wonder if... Like, you guys aren't related, are you? Because they look a lot alike. And Denny
wait. I have mad props. He's not really a listener, and he kind of annoyed anybody. Earl, who used to work with us
yeah?
at Cox,
oh, yeah.
Where we work, he yeah. now... He works at McDonald's now.
You know what? That's still props for Earl because it means they turned his power back on. Way to go, Earl. Woo-hoo!
That's right. Mad props. Everybody stop by, pick up an Egg McMuffin. Thank you.
Yeah. He doesn't want to work the counter. He doesn't want to work the back. He doesn't want to cook. He doesn't want to do anything.
Can you imagine him on a drive-thru? No. You're going to supersize this order. We're not done.
Back it up. Back it back up here.
Yeah. That guy's great. I've never seen an individual in need of a blowjob in my life so much as that man.
I got a question, though, for...
Don't use that kind of vernacular with me.
I got a question for Yes Man. Just out of curiosity,
yeah.
Has he paid off the debt? That's all I got to know. Did he pay off the debt?
Should How about the new right? Apple Switch ad with DJ... With Qbert? Oh, you mean... Oh, DJ Qbert? Smack the girls. Did you feel anything? That's literally it. It is literally that bad. I am, you know... I don't understand why my wife stayed married me for so long.
Dude, there's a vendetta here.
No, it's cool, man. I'm the first to admit I'm very
bad in bed.
I'm very bad in bed. I have a tiny little penis.
Is that actual size?
You know what's funny though, for the sheer, like, I don't want to say enormity, so I guess like invert enormity of my penis. I have tremendously sized testicles.
Wait. If your penis is inverted, you've got a pussy.
No, well, it's not quite that bad, but...
Look, I can tuck it away, man. Make a man pussy.
Genuine mangina. No, I mean, invert enormity. I can't think of a word that could truly sum up how utterly small my penis is. But for the sheer lack of size of the penis, I have gigantic testicles.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Do you fear that you will pass on the small penis to your son?
I really hope not, but I
But he is a happy child.
He is a happy child. He's a very happy child.
Because he hasn't discovered the depression of his inequities yet.
But he does. He does. He does have what?
He's gonna look down one day and go, "Fuck you, Dad."
He does have the classic Donahue trademark testicles. They're fucking huge.
Donahue. Oh, Donahue. I thought Donahoe. The guy who sings "Tiny Bubbles."
No.
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah, exactly.
On your chin. Nice.
You wouldn't even notice. What is that? A hair? No, sweetie, that's my dick. But I do. I have a really small penis, and I'm horrible in bed. You know, I've got nothing going for me.
Are we therapy?
Yes. All of you. You know, it's great. I don't have to actually pay for therapy. I just come here and get on the mic. Like I could, you know, we could. Never mind. I'm not gonna. Yeah.
This week's episode of Don't Damn Me was brought to you by Smack. Join us next week for more therapy.
I was going to say that.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, okay. Let me give Matt props and give a little push to just shut the fuck up. So we got to definitely tempt them a little bit.
Yeah,
that's right. Matt props.
It's 5 p.m. The shows are getting increasingly. Man,
that's enough props, dude. That's enough. It's not that good.
Oh. Well, that's because we're not there. You know? Oh. We're not there. That's why it's no good. You have to understand this. But anyhow, yeah, don't forget to listen in, folks. We'll get to the props here after this next break coming up, actually right about now.
If Smack wants to DDM, what is DDM?
Don't damn me.
Oh, if I want to do don't damn me? No, I...
Anywho.
There's no need to represent after
the shut up.
My depression knows no bounds. Okay. I mean, come on, who are we kidding?
Someone take us to the break. Who wants to pimp the site?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Anything else you want to add?
Best place I ever had sex. In the butt.
Yours? Yours or hers? Or his?
Hers.
guys are foolish for giving me a microphone. He just did what I think he did.
You're going to chop it.
I'm not. Oh, that's because I didn't let go of this.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, but yeah. I don't let go of that button.
It's kind of cool. It sounded like a bad remix or something.
That means you farted on my microphone, and I got a Lysol thing yet again.
I microphone. I farted in the vicinity of it.
Oh, dude, no, wait. No. We're in a Ghostbuster free zone. You've got to change this.
What?
We're in a Ghostbuster free zone.
Why?
It just is.
I don't understand your logic.
I'm lost.
In other words, you're not controlling the music. So,
man, again with the anal fucking intrusion, dude.
All right. Moving on. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Trencher, and I'm back at a microphone.
That's right.
Damn our bad luck. Was this bad that I actually got back at a microphone?
How the hell is that bad?
I don't know. That's what Rev said. Damn our bad luck. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anywho. Let's see. We're just pretty much wrapping up the show for the week.
Kind of, sort of.
I mean, we got your vehicle, we got my news, we got your Apple, some of your Apple stories, and of course, you're going to be coming back a little more often, correct?
I'm going to be here every week now.
All right.
Actually.
So, it won't be sometime smack.
Well, can I pimp the new deal?
Please.
What's the new deal?
The new deal, Crack Monkey Radio is coming back. Crack Monkey Radio is coming back.
Wow. Like
another one, wrote our coattails. You know, this is great. We're a jumping off point for all these other people.
Hey, fuck off, Dick. Crack Monkey is going to be 99% music.
Ah.
But it's going to be nightly broadcast, except for Thursdays.
Fair enough.
No, I almost said what happens Thursday. So.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that, and of course we can get you a definite site pimpage. So talking about the sites, of course, real quick, for anybody who is listening and who is in the IRC right now, IRC is going to be down for the next week until we bring it back up before next show. We have to password protect IRC starting next week. The people who we host the IRC scripts on says, hey, look, some people were going through your connection to Smurf us, Smurf Dialnet. So even though we switched off Dialnet, it's still unsecure. It's wide open. Anybody can use our site to do shit. Yeah. So needless to say, if you are currently a member of the message boards, when this is back up, it'll be all written up. But if you're a message board member already, you'll be able to join us in chat by becoming a member of the message boards. So we're working on getting that integrated. Either that or we just dump chat completely because it's been the biggest pain in the ass.
The interactive portion is wonderful. Maybe we should think about going like iChat or something like that. Like
we need a green room for everybody.
Something.
Everybody could just come over here to Trench's house.
With
the exception of Tit, because Trencher has specifically said...
Not me, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, the whiff.
The wife.
The whiff.
The wife. The wife.
She doesn't like
Mrs.
the whiff.
Yeah. So I do want to point that out. So anybody who wants to use ARC, the ARC will be dead right after the show. Literally, I have to go in online and kill the link.
Yeah,
so
but that's okay, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay, man.
No, some do. Some do. I've been checking it more and more often, finding people
really?
In there. Yeah, which I think is what's been going on. I think people will smurf in through me, kill their connection or hide their connection from me, and then do their thing. We're getting the logs from the host anyway. I also want to go and give site pimpage to the VFTP group, because without VFTP.net, I couldn't do my website. So I got to give proper props to them.
I just wish they'd upgrade some pics on that site, though, VFTP.net.
Yeah, like what pics? The cat and mouse stuff?
Anything.
You know, that's all I have going in there. I mean, I do the main page.
Put up something else.
So there's a new logo again?
How about just
make a new logo every 2 months?
Move the clickable links
there.
Something
that doesn't require, just paint.
But dude, that is Photoshop. That's some serious Photoshop skills.
That's not serious Photoshop skills.
What?
Because serious Photoshop skills are like, you got fucking Jesus and Darth Vader.
Okay, look, I'm not...
Serious Photoshop skills mean lens flare, goddammit.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, fuck.
No. I like, it's keep it simple, stupid method. I mean, if you look at my sites, I don't like a lot of graphics.
Yeah, that's pretty damn simple.
It is.
Simple skills.
Simple. Keep it simple, stupid. So, hey, what can I say? You guys don't like it, I'm sorry. It's not really, you know...
Okay, dude, just because you rename the fucking file Mac Paint Photoshop doesn't make it Photoshop.
Man, I got Photoshop on here, you dick. Just because you sit there and all
really?
You...
Really? Really? So how much you pay for it?
Oh, it was expensive. Wiped out my credit card.
For those of you
moving
that
on. La 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 la. So anyhow, also give out some serious site pimpage because Sunday, of course, just shut the fuck up .org. I don't know what their topics are, but I just know that it starts at 5 and
never
it's music,
really
it's chat. It's getting great. It's getting great. Except all I gotta say is to Pappy or Pappy Coon or whatever. You know, again, I'm going to have to say it. I got balls. You don't. That makes Spank Wagon Radio 10 times better.
That's damn straight.
Yes, and I got smack. So I got smack and balls. Okay?
That's right. We got heroin and testicles.
Heroin and testicles. That's all I got, you know?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking of a cat going... That actually happened to my father one time, apparently. My father actually had a stroke. You know, he wasn't physically crippled. You know, he just had problems with short-term memory. So
who are you?
I'm your mic.
Thank you. No, my father had a stroke and he had problems with short-term memory, you know, before he passed away. Kind of. Well, not exactly. I mean, he could remember who the fuck I was. All right? It's not...
He taking a picture for again.
He was wearing boxers.
Balls
and
don't believe his lies.
Nope. My father's balls did fall out, apparently, and the cat went over to try to fucking grab him. Scared the shit out of my father. I'm like, what the hell is all goddamn cats trying to grab my balls?
It's like Ozzy Osbourne right now. Who's pissed on my coffee?
Oh, man.
Yes. So. I don't need a bubble machine.
Yeah, that was a funny one. Bubble?
Absolutely.
I'm the motherfucking Lord of Darkness. I don't need no fucking bubbles.
The absolute best one is they were having that family conversation. Ozzy got pissed off and walked in the other room, and the room was just outside. It was like just barely in frame, and Ozzy's all pissed, and he sits down in the chair and he flips out back. You just see him in the background, just. That's great.
That was one of the best. One of the best. But
that guy, I'm sorry. The only thing I haven't really got a chance to watch the Osbournes. The only clip.
Oh,
We tried to fucking chase the fucking cat around in the backyard.
Oh, he's hilarious. You know he's not there.
No. Hey, they were throwing stuff at their neighbors.
Yeah,
throwing wood, and broke a window. That was hilarious.
Great thing about Alzheimer's, you always meet new people.
That's right. Good sleep with a new woman every night.
Every night.
There you go.
So, again, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We do thank you for listening in for this past 2 hours.
Of course, we still have 8 minutes to go.
We have 8 minutes, but I'm just going to pop in music.
All right.
I'm going to pop in a little...
Did you play the DMCA again?
No, that was last week. I played the entire Nirvana album that just came out.
I know. I listened to it. That was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Cracked out? Something like completely way off.
I got Weezer singing the theme song to the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I got that, actually. We'll do that, and we'll play that right after this.
Copy it to the hard drive first.
Pump the Volume?
Oh, that's the song.
Mars,
Satch, there you go. You got a lot of shit in there.
Let's see. Where is...
Some of the shit comes through me, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Just like I find the links, I find the songs, okay?
Yeah, he gave me Bum Fights on here.
Is that the whole thing?
Is this acoustic? Is that acoustic?
Yes,
is that
it?
Okay.
It
is.
Don't put it on the fucking hard drive, then do it over. Remember what happened last time you traded to play off CD? You crashed the OS.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it's because I drug 40 fucking deals in and it stalled it that way.
Alright, here we go.
Alright, we're going to go ahead and fade out of Blue Monday, and we're going to hope you're entertained by Weezer's Dukes of Hazzard Acoustic. After that, a little bit of music, and then we'll fade with the obligatory ad. Anywho.
Yep.
I see a red door, and I want to paint it black.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. It has been your honor to listen to us.
Yes. Nice to meet me. The pleasure is yours.
Yes. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Don't fry bacon when you're naked.
Thank you for not
that
reference.
Actually, really, that was a better one. I was afraid of that too. But anyhow, Spank
fucking
Wagon.
Mad props.
Mad props.
Trouble with the law since the day.